Well, whether you're traipsing the streets or hitting the phones or maybe surfing the internet, lots more of us are out looking for work. New figures from the Bureau of Statistics show. It's estimated that while 42,300 jobs were created last month, that's not enough to soak up the number of people looking for work, looking for ongoing work. And that means unemployment hasn't budged from 5.2%. It also means there's no sign of fixing the stagnant wages problem. Our business reporter David Taylor explains.
25-year-old Andrew Crombie is living on the unemployment benefit Newstart. He spoke to PM straight after his regular appointment with Centrelink, and his frustration is obvious.
So I have all these requirements. I feel like the system is designed to be sort of frustrating. I feel like they're deliberately understaffed. All the desks in there are empty.
We put those concerns to Centrelink. In a statement, we were told, quote, staff are an integral part of government service delivery operations, adding that, quote, we ensure appropriate staffing levels are in place and all staff are provided with relevant training and support. And the federal government says it's working to remove obstacles facing younger Australians looking for work. Employment Minister Michaela Cash.
So this government has a strong record when it comes to getting youth off welfare and into work. And I will remind you that, you know, welfare dependency in Australia is at its lowest on record.
But youth unemployment remains stubbornly high at just under 12%, up slightly on this time last year.
We will put in place the policies to do that, but we won't stop in terms of our commitment to tackling youth unemployment.
The barrage of reporter questions didn't stop there.
The economy is doing what we need it to do, and that is create jobs.
Where do you want unemployment to be at?
We would like to see an Australian who puts their hand up and wants a job to be able to get a job.
Despite the coalition presiding over the creation of a record number of full-time jobs, there are still many Australians who desperately want more work but can't catch a break. People like 58-year-old Andrew, who doesn't want to broadcast his last name. Fresh from a stint inside prison, he also spoke to PM about being back on the job hunt.
It's going to take a bit of time.
Are you trying to find work?
Yes.
How hard is it?
Eventually.
I'd like to
be a fitter and a turner.
And you skilled up for that?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't take long to learn.
He worries he won't be able to find work and will continue living as he is now, day to day.
I'm here to get a crisis payment because I thought I was getting paid early this morning. All I wanted to do is just buy something to eat, have breakfast.
For Andrew's situation to improve, more jobs need to be created. The problem is that, if new private sector data is anything to go by, it's actually getting harder to find work. Employment website Seek estimates that it accounts for about a third of job placements in Australia through ads on its website. Its job ads in May, though, were 6.5% lower than a year earlier. The ANZ Bank's data tells a similar story. David Plank is the bank's head of Australian economics. He says upcoming tax cuts and even lower interest rates will help boost jobs growth, but warns the job hunt is likely to get worse before it gets better.
Trends in employment up or down tend to be relatively slow moving, so you wouldn't expect to see the unemployment rate falling sharply in response to one rate cut. In fact, it's likely to rise over the next couple of months before we start to see the impact of a number of rate cuts plus the tax cuts feeding through into the economy.
But Deloitte Access economics partner Nikki Hutley warns tax and interest rate cuts will only fix part of the problem. She says employers need to change their attitude to hiring.
You know, for example, there are many companies that prefer to have part-time, casualised workforce rather than necessarily having fully contracted people.
So I guess the big question is, how is the Reserve Bank, how are policymakers going to get the unemployment rate down to under 5% if there are big structural problems getting in the way, as you've mentioned?
Actually, when you look at people who are underemployed, they're often people who have come out of industries that are, you know, have fewer and fewer jobs, for example, manufacturing, and they are not necessarily able to transition into areas where there are full-time jobs that they'd like. So some of the things that need to be done is more to do with the federal government providing, you know, upskilling training so that we can make those better job transitions. And that's going to happen a lot more into the future rather than trying to get the Reserve Bank to deal with what's essentially a structural problem.
The Australian dollar fell to a two-week low on the jobs data, with financial markets viewing it as giving the Reserve Bank another reason to lower the cash rate.
Business reporter David Taylor.